Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I've been doing real good. I just had a down month.
I got an interview tomorrow, Mom. Otherwise, I...
Oh, you know me. I always land on my feet.
Don't look at that. Come on. Come on. Don't you look at it. You look at me. You look at me.
You let her get away with this every time.
I told you that I would do better.
You always say that. You're lying.
I always try.
You got to think about these kids.
What do you think I've been thinking about since I was 18 years old, huh? Never had a life where I wasn't thinking about the kids.
The new movie is called Hillbilly Elegy.
Do you actually want to be dead?
It is an adaptation of the novel by J.D. Vance, minus some of the political tones of the actual novel. Director Ron Howard has taken the story of an Appalachian family and put it up on the big screen, the story of the child in the family who grows up, is going to law school, and is pulled back into his Appalachian culture when an illness in the family takes place, an illness having to do with addiction and dysfunction. It's a very interesting movie and beautifully performed by Glenn Close and Amy Adams, among others, in this movie. And we will hear from Amy Adams and Glenn Close in a moment. And I also talked to Ron Howard one-on-one on a Zoom call earlier this week, in which we talked about the movie and his daughter, Bryce Dallas Howard, who is now directing. And of course, you know that I had to bring up Happy Days as Richie Cunningham and the Andy Griffith Show as Little Opie. That's actually where I started our interview. Ron, it's good to see you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. I'm well.
Good. I'm feeling very nostalgic about you. Yesterday, I turned on the television. Andy Griffith was on, and you were singing Tootsie Goodbye with Aunt B.
At the piano. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember that? I mean,
I do.
Do you have fond memories?
I have a lot of fond memories. And of course, you know, Frances Bavier was not from the South. She was a theater actress from New York. And so, in fact, you know, she could play that song, and she was having a great time that day, getting a chance to play and sing.
Yeah, those are fun episodes, but also feeling nostalgic for the Happy Days reunion that you guys did virtually online. So great to see all of you together, and for a cause you all believe in.
Everybody's still close, and that was a great experience.
So. You know, your movie, Hillbilly Elegy, opened in Chicago in theaters last week. Mm-hmm. This coming Friday, theaters are going to close here because of the COVID-19 numbers. What kind of an effect do you think this will have, not only on your movie, but on movies in general, with theaters continuing to close around America?
Well, look, it's particularly tough on that aspect of the business. At the same time, streaming is booming, which means storytellers are going to get an opportunity to keep telling stories. And where everybody's out there trying to find ways to be safe, and get it done. Netflix is not the only one out there, but they're bold. They're willing to take on challenges. Hillbilly Elegy is one of those. It's not the most obvious choice, and yet they fully supported it and supported my approach to it. And we had planned much more of a theatrical release, but I don't believe the theatrical experience is going to go away for all time. But I do think that, and I think audiences are going to define this for the medium. I think that if they go back to movie theaters, they'll be, movie theaters will flourish. But I don't think movie theaters are going to are going to vanish. I think that that the communal experience is very, very human, and it's desirable.
Nothing like seeing a movie on a big screen, that's for sure. All we have to do is get rid of the virus, and we'll be in good shape. Yeah. When you take source material like this, like J.D. Vance's book, and adapt it, how did you look at this, and what were the decisions that you made in translating it to the big screen?
Well, it was a tentative process, because on the one hand, it was a popular book. I liked the book. It resonated with me. I was intrigued by the sociopolitical stuff that JD put forward. That aspect of it was interesting, but it wasn't what I thought the movie could be. When I started thinking of it as a movie, I looked at that family, this very complex family that was both culturally specific, helped you have some insight into kind of what that region had gone through, some of the economic trauma, some of the familial dysfunction and all that. But it also, I thought, reflected a kind of a common set of challenges that families face and individuals face. Everybody has to go through a period of time of recognizing the baggage that they carry from their family, from their people, understanding the strengths and weaknesses of that, and deciding what to do with that going forward. And I felt like that's a kind of universal story. And so I thought it was interesting in that it was culturally specific, but also very, very relatable. And I thought that was a potent combination for a family drama.
Yeah, good for you. I just have to say real quick, they're wrapping me, but you must be so proud of Bryce for the directing work that she's doing on The Mandalorian right now.
She's just killing it. And she's, she also had a great documentary out this year called Dads.
Yep.
She's writing. She just finished Jurassic World. I'm very happy for her. Her family's flourishing. It's as a dad, it's great to see, your kid, having the life she wants to have.
There you go. Oh, Ronnie Howard, Opie, and Aunt B. Smashed Aunt B singing. Talking about Bryce Dallas Howard, Ron Howard's daughter, actress, and now director. She directed her own documentary called Dads, and has directed a couple of episodes of The Mandalorian at the same time. We continue with the stars of the new Netflix movie, Hillbilly Elegy. That's the name of Ron Howard's movie that he directed. The mother and grandmother in the movie are played by Academy Award nominees Amy Adams and Glenn Close, with the bigger-than-life performances in this very interesting story. We sat down and did a Zoom chat with them the other day as well. A little bit about working with Ron. You've both worked with such amazing directors, and I just think he's fantastic. Do you agree?
I totally agree. It's the second time I've worked with him. I want to work with him again. I'll do anything he ever asks me to do. I think he's one of our great directors. And to think of his career, no one has had a career like Ron Howard in this country. And when you walk on a set with him, it's the second time I've done it, you know that he is absolutely prepared to be behind us, to help us reach the best performances that we can have. And he also has a great, great team of crew around him as well.
Yeah. Amy, do you, I saw you nodding your head there. I'm thinking you must agree all the way, huh?
100%. I've always wanted to work with Ron. And when this opportunity came up, I just said, he does not disappoint. He is such a wonderful, Glenn has put it this way, he's a humanist in the way that he approaches the work, the way that he approaches his crew, his cast, everyone around him. It just becomes an incredibly supportive environment, which allows you to feel really brave and it's very collaborative and it just doesn't mean you don't get worked hard and pushed to the limits. It just means that it's fun and exciting.
Is there a little bit of geeking out in the fact that he's Opie from The Andy Griffith Show and Richie Cunningham from Happy Days also?
Just amazing. I had a great story of he couldn't dance in the Music Man, so they had to shoot him above his feet. He was only like 5 or something.
Yeah. I happened to flip on a rerun yesterday where he was singing Tootsie Goodbye with Aunt B yesterday. And I mentioned it to him and he burst out laughing. He 100% remembered it.
As long as he has in this industry and to have as much success as he's had and to still operate with such humanity and humility is a real inspiration.
Yeah.
Great family man too.
Yeah. A great guy all the way around. And, you know, really walking such a delicate line with the story, as you say, creating these brave characters without making them too over the top and caricatures, really. I credit him, but boy, that's on both of you for this. Glenn, what was that process like for you?
Twofold. Number one, to get the look right, I didn't want to be distracted by my own face. And also to learn from the family about this larger than life woman that they loved so fiercely and to do her justice. So, you know, we started with the look. We had wonderful pictures of Mama, videos of Mama, and then with meeting the family, asking very specific questions about body language and how she smoked a cigarette. Now she had a cigarette in her hand all the time. Sometimes two going at the same time. Those are just invaluable, beautiful nuggets for an actor to just, you know, assimilate and try to do justice to this person who made such a big difference in her family.
Yeah, I just saw, you know, both of these performances as such brave choices on both of your parts to go into such dark places with this. Amy, did that attract you at all to taking this on?
No, it actually detracted. I'd been sort of living in a dark place. I had done Sharp Objects. I had just done a film called Woman in the Window, which hasn't come out yet, but I did shoot that before this. And that was also a really sort of dark and challenging place. So I was actually looking to do something a little bit lighter. And when Ron presented me with this, I was a little hesitant. And yet when I talked to Ron and learned how he wanted to tell the story of this family, and sort of the impact that telling this story could have on people, which I'm learning in speaking to people today. It's been really validating. And of course, getting to work with Glenn and everybody else. So Bev was a character that was challenging and also very rewarding to play.
Yeah. Glenn, I happened to notice while I was waiting actually to talk to you, that yesterday was the 26th anniversary of the opening of Sunset Boulevard on Broadway. I don't know if you're aware of that, but I mean that's got to be one of the milestones of your life, I would think.
Yeah. So it's actually probably 27 because we opened first in L.A.
Oh.
Yeah, that character has had a huge impact on me as an artist.
Yeah, an amazing role, as are these. Thank you so much for the movie, for the chat. It's good to see you both. I hope you both have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thanks to you both.
You too. Thank you.
The Glenn Close, Amy Adams, they are the stars of the new Netflix movie, Hillbilly Elegy, which will drop on Netflix this coming Tuesday, just in time for Thanksgiving. There are a lot of powerful movies that are out there right now. One of them I reviewed on television this past Friday stars the great Sophia Loren at 86 years old, her first movie in like 10 years, something like that. And she is spectacular in it. Powerful story of she is a Italian Jewish Holocaust survivor who takes in children of prostitutes and has a confrontational and ultimately special relationship with one of the children. It's a great movie that I cannot recommend enough to you. There's a lot to see this weekend.